Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا الله
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Kareem from the Hot Dawah Group. This is Hot Dawah Media Presents Glad Tidings. So this is just an intro into the show. This is Season 3, Episode 10. So I did this episode maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and I've had like the worst sinus infection since I moved to Georgia, like the worst in the world. So please forgive me. I did this one, and it sounds horrible, but I just never redid it. So I want to redo this one. We only do 13 episodes, then we go into like a 6-week hiatus. So I'm going to redo this episode, and I'm going to redo another one that I did maybe, I think it was last season. It was about, you know, qualifications or the 10 steps to make a Muslim be a Muslim, or 10 qualities that you would like for a Muslim to have, or that every Muslim should have. So I'm going to redo that one. So inshallah, it could be the will of Allah that people will like it. So this episode is called, it's a couple titles, but it's Don't Nullify Your Islam. But really, I ran out of space, so that's why I made it the way it is. But it's the 10 nullifiers of Islam. So it's 10 things that can nullify your Islam that we need to be careful about. So inshallah, I pray that you like it. Please forgive me for the sniffling and the nasally talk. Inshallah, I'll do another episode on it, and I'll kind of clear it up and get it straight for you for next time. So inshallah, I hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll see you back here next week for another episode. Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings will all be upon you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother Kareem from the Hot Dawah Group. This is Hot Dawah Media Presents Glad Tidings, Season 3, Episode 10, 10 Nullifiers of Your Islam. Best way to avoid a situation and its downfalls that come along with that situation is to know the consequences of your decision. Islam is a beautiful way of life that Allah has chosen us to live, but there are actions that we take and we can take that will take us out of fold of Islam. Today's episode, I pray I will be able to cover 10 ways that you can nullify your Islam. So this is so you can be aware of them and you can avoid them. Allah has made clear that for mankind to be successful, he or she must follow Islam, which is the Quran and the Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. By declaring La ilaha illallah, there is no deity or worship besides Allah, we identify that there is none that we should worship are put before Allah. Allah is the creator, not the creation. Furthermore, we also state in our Shahada that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is our last message. This is Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is to be followed and obeyed. This is ordained to us in the Quran by Allah, Surah, which is chapter 59, verse 7. So from here forward, I'll discuss the 10 nullifiers of Islam so you can spot them and you can better yourself so you can stay away from them. Also, after each statement, I'll read either a verse from the Quran or a hadith by Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, strengthen my point. Number one is shirk in the worship of Allah, and that's associating anything or anyone in the worship of Allah. It's stated in the Quran, Surah 4, verse 1-6, verily Allah forgives not setting up rivals in his worship with him, but he forgives whom he pleases other sins than that. Number two is setting up anything that you believe that can intercede on your behalf between you and Allah, or between a person and Allah. This is unbelief. Calling on someone or something to intercede on your behalf is not permissible in Islam. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was asked, which sin is the grievous? He said that you set a rival unto Allah despite the fact that he has created you. Number three, to believe those who commit shirk are unbelievers are doubting their unbelief. So this is that you know someone blatantly commits shirk. You know this to be true. They put partners with Allah. But you doubt their disbelief, and then you don't believe that they're non-believers. What supports this is Surah 5, verse 51 in the Quran. And if any amongst you who take them wholeheartedly as friends, then surely he is one of them. Number four, the belief that guidance by someone other than Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is better, or the rulings of others than the rule of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is better. This is unbelief. The rule of Prophet Muhammad is the rule of Allah. So Prophet Muhammad did nothing upon his own. Everything that Prophet Muhammad did was ordained by Allah. So the rule of Prophet Muhammad is the rule of Allah, being that that was his last prophet. This is backed up in the Quran in Surah 4, verse 65. But know by your Lord, they can have no true faith until they make you judge in all disputes between them, and find in their soul no resistance against your decision, but accept them fully with submission. Number five, hating any command or anything that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, any of his message, despite practicing it, is unbelief. So anything that Prophet Muhammad did, any of his practices, by hating them or hating the command that came along with them, is unbelief. This is backed up in the Quran by Surah 47, verse 9. That is because they hate that which Allah has sent down, so he has made their deed fruitless. And number six, where your Islam can be nullified, is mocking any part of Islam or any of Allah's name or any of his attributes. This makes you a non-believer. Proof of that is in the Quran, Surah number 9, verse 65-66. Was it at Allah and his sins and his messenger that you will mock? Make no excuse you have disbelieved after you have believed. The seventh way you can avoid nullifying your Islam is by staying away from the involvement in magic, considering it to be permissible to practice the art of black magic. This weighs man from good things or practices that he can do. Magic influences man to do what is dislike and what is bad for him. Magic sows discord between man and his wife. This is not talking about tricks like pulling rabbits out of hats or making flowers appear, things of that nature. This is genuine black magic that people use to cause discord in people's relationship. Solomon did not disbelieve, but the devil disbelieved, teaching men magic and such things that came down at Babylon with two angels, Harut and Marut. But neither of the two angels taught anyone till they said, we are only for trial. So disbelieve not by learning the black magic from us. This is in the Quran, Surah 2, verse 1, number 8. Tell him about a Mushrikeen. A Mushrikeen is a person who associates partners with Allah. So standing by the Mushrikeen, supporting them, and helping them against the Muslims. And he amongst you who take them as friends wholeheartedly, then surely he is one of them. This is in the Quran, chapter 5, Surah 5, verse 51. Number 9, believing that some special people do not have to follow the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon them. By doing this, you negate the second part of your Shahada. You say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I bear witness there is no God other than Allah. There is no deity or worship but Allah. Ashhadu an Muhammad al Rasulullah, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is his messenger. So if he's a messenger of Allah, and he's ordained by Allah, then why should we not follow him? Why should some of us follow him and others don't? So this nullifies your Shahada, but it also nullifies your Islam. So without your Shahada, there's no Islam. You can't have one without the other. One brings you into Islam. One is words to bring you into Islam. then your Islam is your ways and your actions that you carry out while you're in this deen. The proof of this is in the Quran, Surah 3, verse number 85, and whoever desires a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And in this hereafter, he will be one of the losers. And whoever desires a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be one of the losers. The number 10 thing that you need to be on the lookout for to ensure that you don't nullify your Islam is completely turning away from the religion of Allah and not trying to learn or live. And this proof is in the Quran, Surah 32, verse number 22. And who does wrong than the one whom are recited the ayat? Ayat meaning proofs, evidence, verses, revelations, etc., of his Lord, that he turns aside therefrom. Really, we share exact retribution from the criminals, the disbelievers, the polytheists, the sinners, etc. So this goes on to tell you that you know your deen, you know your religion, and then you turn away from it. This nullifies your Islam, similar to like nullifying your Shahada. Without one, there's not another. So you can't say that you're a Muslim and then you turn away from Allah. Or you can't say that you're a Muslim and you turn your way, you turn yourself away from the deen. It's like you're a Muslim, so you follow Islam. A Muslim is one who follows Islam. So if you're not following Islam, then you're no longer a Muslim. If you're no longer a Muslim, then you're not following Islam. So you can't be a Muslim. Turn away from the religion of Allah. So with that, I get ready to end the show. I pray that you enjoyed it. I'll tell you next episode what happened, why I was so rushed, why this episode was so rushed. But I pray that you enjoy it. We have some big things coming up for next season. I know I said that last season, and we added a little something rudimentary Islam, Hot Dial Radio. So we're trying to add something new every year, something to keep you interested, something to keep your iman growing in the faith. Then that might be a show next week. Anyway, so just keep you something to keep it growing. I pray that you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, any requests, anything of that nature, don't forget to email us at hotdawamedia@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at the Hot Dawa Group. That's GRP for group. Also, we're gonna have a show. We're gonna have a show that's strictly listeners' ideas. So please email us some ideas. I don't care what it's on. I know imams, I know computer scholars, people of knowledge that'll be more than happy to come on and answer any questions or give shows or what have you. So please let me know. Let me know what you like, what you may not like, and we'll go from there. So I leave you in the name of Allah. I also say, fear man Allah, I leave you in the protection of Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.